Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will be a developed nation by 2047, devoid of corruption, casteism and communalism. Asserts dialogue and diplomacy only way to resolve conflicts. Fourth and the final Sherpa meeting begins in Haryana's Mewat ahead of G20 summit. ISRO successfully completes the first earthbound maneuver to raise orbit of India's maiden solar mission Aditya L1. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala. And in US Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden facing British pair of Julian Cash and Henry Patton in pre-quarterfinals of the men's doubles in New York. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will be a developed nation by 2047, where corruption, casteism and communalism will have no place. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said India will be in the top three economies of the world in near future, citing country's record of jumping 5 spots in less than a decade. The Prime Minister said dialogue and diplomacy is the only way to resolve conflicts in different regions. He said whether as G20 president or not, India will support every effort to ensure peace across the world. Prime Minister Modi asserted that the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model can be the guiding principle for the welfare of a world shifting from a GDP-centric approach to a human-centric one. He said in G20, India's words and vision are being seen by the world as a roadmap for the future. The Prime Minister said the theme of India's G20 presidency, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, is not just a slogan but also a comprehensive philosophy derived from the country's cultural ethos. He said Africa is a top priority for India in G20. Mr. Modi said no future plan of Earth can succeed without all voices being heard. The Prime Minister said in the last few years, the people have given a decisive mandate which has led to a stable government, predictable policies and clarity in overall direction. He said this stability is the reason that over the past 9 years, several reforms were brought in. He said the rapid and sustained progress made by India naturally evoked interest across the world, and many countries have been watching India's growth story very closely. Mr. Modi said the countries are convinced that this progress is not an accident, but is happening as a result of a clear, action-oriented roadmap of reform, perform, and transform. The fourth and the final Sherpa meeting of the G20 summit under India's presidency began in Haryana's Mewat today. The meeting will continue till the 7th of this month. It will lay down the final agenda for the upcoming G20 summit, which is scheduled to take place in Delhi on the 9th and 10th of September. Apart from the member countries of the G20 summit, Sherpas and other delegates are participating in the high-level meeting. The News Services Division of Akashwani in the program Spotlight will broadcast an exclusive interview with Louis Brewer, International Monetary Fund's Senior Resident Representative to India, on strengthening global financial safety net under India's G20 presidency. International Monetary Fund's Senior Resident Representative to India, Louis Brewer, pointed out the significance of India's G20 presidency in forging consensus and solutions on global challenges. Highlighting the genesis of Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable and its historic effort to bring debtor and creditor countries on one table, Mr. Brewer shared how significantly it has helped to address the debt crisis of emerging economies.
The Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable was started by a collaborative effort involving the IMF, the World Bank, and India's G20 presidency. And it is historic because it's the first time that it brings together debtor and creditor countries, private sector creditors, and multilateral institutions to discuss issues of debt restructuring. The main objective is to seek solutions to the debt problems of both developing and emerging economies.
The full interview can be heard on Akashwani Gold Channel and additional frequencies from 9:15 p.m. tonight in our program Spotlight. Northern Railways has decided to cancel 40 mail and express trains due to the upcoming G20 summit in Delhi. It has also diverted 64 trains. In a social media post, Northern Railways said the decision has been taken keeping in view the security and other important arrangements for the summit. Several trains that were supposed to originate or terminate at New Delhi Railway Station during the period from the 8th to the 11th of this month will now terminate or originate from Ghaziabad or Hazrat Nizamuddin Railway Stations. Delhi Metro will be selling tourist smart cards from selected metro stations through dedicated counters for a period of 10 days starting tomorrow. This is being done to facilitate the G20 delegates and international visitors who might be interested in exploring the prominent tourist places of the capital city as they arrive in Delhi. The tourist smart cards will be available in two categories of 1-day validity and 3-day validity cards, offering unlimited rides in the metro network. The 1-day validity tourist smart card will be available for ₹200. The 3-day validity card will be available for ₹500. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second Parivartan Yatra of the BJP from Baneshwar Dham in Rajasthan today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the Yatra will mark the end of Ashok Gehlot government in the state.
महिला सुरक्षा में विफल सरकार है लगभग हर रोज महिलाओं के साथ बदसुलूकी के 19 मामले आ रहे हैं और बलात्कार के मामलों में पूरे देश में 22% केवल और केवल राजस्थान के मामले हैं इसके अलावा डायरी के अंदर अशोक गहलोत के सैकड़ों करोड़ के भ्रष्टाचार का कच्चा चिट्ठा है जिस अशोक गहलोत ने इतने भ्रष्टाचार किए हैं उसको चुनना चाहिए क्या एक ही विकल्प है मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार बनाना
The Home Minister criticized Tamil Nadu Minister Udayanidhi Stalin for his remarks on Sanatan Dharma. The BJP today hit out at DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Minister Udayanidhi Stalin's controversial remarks on Sanatan Dharma. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, just after 24 hours of INDIA Alliance meeting, Udayanidhi has given this statement.
उनका जो एक बयान आया है दिस इज नॉट एन स्टेटमेंट गिवन इन आइसोलेशन बट इट इज हैविंग अ कंप्लीट कॉन्सिक्वेंशियल सीक्वेंस मुंबई में बैठक खत्म हुई और 24 घंटे में धमाका मैं पूछना चाहता हूं कि ये उदयनिधि को किसने लिख के दिया था कागज और इसमें इस गठबंधन का क्या रोल है जब आप किसी समुदाय किसी संस्कृति के समूल नाश की बात करते हैं तो मैं कहना चाहूंगा अनइक्विवोकली एंड टेक्निकली इट इज द केस ऑफ हेट स्पीच
The BJP today announced the name of former Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Dr. Dinesh Sharma as the party candidate for Rajya Sabha bipoll in the state. The last day for filing of nomination for the bipoll is on Tuesday and the polling will be held on the 15th of this month. The bipoll is being held following the demise of sitting BJP MP Haridwar Dubey. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully performed the first earthbound maneuver of the country's maiden solar mission Aditya L1 from its telemetry, tracking and command network in Bengaluru. In its post on social media platform, the Indian Space Agency said ISTRAC has successfully carried out the earthbound maneuver today and the spacecraft has attained a new orbit of 245 kilometers by 22,459 kilometers. It added that the satellite is healthy and operating normally. The next maneuver is scheduled on Tuesday around 3 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The satellite will undergo 4 earthbound orbital maneuvers before placing in the transfer orbit towards the Lagrange point L1 in 125 days. Aditya L1 mission will provide information on solar corona and conduct in-situ observations of the solar wind at L1, also known as Lagrange point 1, which is about 1.5 million kilometers away from Earth. The polar satellite launch vehicle C-57 had successfully launched Aditya L1 spacecraft yesterday. ISRO will wake up Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan on the 22nd of this month after it was put to sleep following completion of all its assignments on the lunar surface. As 14 days of daylight ends on the moon, the ISRO has put off the payloads on the solar-powered rover Pragyan that is safely parked on the surface of the moon. In its post on the social media platform, ISRO said that alpha particle X-ray spectrometer and laser-induced breakdown spectroscopy payloads have been turned off and the Chandrayaan-3 rover set into sleep mode. The battery is fully charged on the rover and is oriented to receive the light at the next sunrise expected on the 22nd of September. ISRO added that it hopes for a successful awakening for another set of assignments. If not, the rover will forever stay on the moon as India's lunar ambassador. Jammu and Kashmir Director General of Police Dilbagh Singh today held review meeting on the security situation in the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch. The police chief directed the officers to strengthen the security grid by activating Naka checking points on different routes to keep check on terror activities. He also stressed for strengthening the area domination plan and emphasizing on utilizing modern technologies and human intelligence. The second edition of the Naval Commanders Conference 2023 will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating interaction between the naval commanders for deliberations and formulation of important policy decisions. During the three-day conference being conducted in a hybrid format, the senior leadership of the Indian Navy will review major operational material logistics, training and administrative activities undertaken during the previous 6 months. In Assam, the CID has arrested six police personnel and a middleman in an alleged extortion case in Bajali district. Police sources in Guwahati said four of them were arrested yesterday, while three cops, including an additional SP rank officer, were arrested today. The middleman is the husband of the arrested additional SP. The CID is further investigating the matter. Our correspondent reports that all of them allegedly extorted money from a businessman recently at Bajali district in the state. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has ordered recall of country's ambassadors the world over with immediate effect. Presidential spokesman Ajuri Engelele said the president is determined to ensure that world-class efficiency and quality will henceforth characterize foreign and domestic service delivery to citizens, residents and prospective visitors alike. In a statement, the president's office said Nigeria's United Nations permanent representatives in New York and Geneva are exempted from the total recall due to the upcoming United Nations General Assembly later in the month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala over the next 24 hours. IMD said isolated heavy rainfall activity is very likely over Gangetic West Bengal and over Odisha during the next 3 days. It also said that isolated very heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh tomorrow, over Telangana during the next 2 days and over Kerala during the next 3 days. And in US Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and Australian partner Matthew Ebden are playing against British pair of Julian Cash and Henry Patton in the pre-quarterfinals of the men's doubles in New York. Bopanna will also be seen in action in mixed doubles with his Indonesian partner Aldila Suciadi against All-American duo of Taylor Townsend and Ben Shelton in the round of 16 tomorrow. In the women's singles, world number 10 Czech player Karolina Mukova will meet Wang Xinyu of China, while American 6th seed Coco Gauff will face Danish Caroline Wozniacki in the round of 16 tonight. In the round of 16 matches of the men's singles, 14th seed Tommy Paul Ben will take on Shelton in an All-American showdown tonight. And in Asia Cup cricket, chasing a target of 335 runs set by Bangladesh, Afghanistan were 115 for 2 in 26 overs in Lahore when reports last came in. Opting to bat, Bangladesh posted 334 for 5 in the stipulated 50 overs. But now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will be a developed nation by 2047, devoid of corruption, casteism and communalism. Asserts dialogue and diplomacy only way to resolve conflicts. Fourth and the final Sherpa meeting begins in Haryana's Mewat ahead of G20 summit. ISRO successfully completes first earthbound maneuver to raise orbit of India's maiden solar mission Aditya L1. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala. And in US Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden facing British pair of Julian Cash and Henry Patton in the pre-quarterfinals of the men's doubles in New York. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.